William Morrow and Harper Audio present A Wild Winter Swan, a novel by Gregory Maguire, performed by John McDonough. Clangam filii, plorationi uni alitis cine, qui transfretavit equora. O quam amara lamentabatur, arida sed deliquis florigera, et petissa alta Maria aens. In felix sum avicula, heum mihi, quid agam misera, penis solute initi lucida non potero hic instilla. Undis quatir procelis hic intense alidor, exulata. Anonymous, Carolingian Aquitanian origin, from around A.D. 850. Hear me, children, sing the lamentation of the swan that flew out over the water. Oh, how he grieved, for he had given up the firm land for the high seas. This was his bitter cry. I am an unlucky bird. Alas, how shall I endure such misery? My wings will not support me. The waves batter me. The winds dash me in my exile. Translation by Anne Azima of the Boston Camerata. There's a story. The sixth brother. Give him something to do, the boy with a wing. You know the one I mean? And finally, from P.L. Travers, author of Mary Poppins, in conversation with the author, October 1995. Chapter 1. Knuckles of hail rapped against Laura's window with a musical jumpiness. Hardly tidings of comfort and joy, though, when the room was an icebox. Coming downstairs to get warm, Laura trailed her hand on the greens wound round the banister. This raised a note of balsam in the air. But she knew better than to trust the false hope of the holidays. Every green garland ends up in the ash can. She paused in a silence rich and pertinent to herself, if to no one else, and told herself into the moment. Not a silent narration spoken in her mind, but a story as it felt. Something more or less like this. In the city of New York once stood a house on Van Prine Place. It was owned by a fierce old Italian importer known as Ovid Ciardi, of Ciardi's Fine Foods and Delicacies. His stout hobbly wife lived there too, griping the whole livelong day. Their granddaughter had come to live with them, nobody remembered why. One day, she walked down the shiny, fancy stairs to find two workers in the front hall. Fellows...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?